Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other. Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, in this hour, we're going to give you some campaign 2008 news. I'm going to get into a huge mainline media, controlled media putsch or propaganda offensive, a hoax saying there's no plan for a North American Union or even a Napa Superhighway. They're treating you like you're complete idiots. In Ron Paul news, he won the St. Petersburg straw poll, according to the St. Petersburg Times, but he was winning 2-1, and then Mitt Romney's people showed up with multiple bags of the $20 tickets, and the St. Petersburg Times reported that the Florida straw poll held there, that they watched some Mitt Romney supporters vote 15 times in a row, and that GOP officials allowed it, but didn't allow other people to vote. They told everybody that you could only vote once, but then said, well, this is the St. Petersburg Times. Headline, St. Petersburg straw poll votes were cast in cash. Mitt Romney bought himself a victory in the straw poll for Republicans at a rain-shortened barbecue in Venue Park. And it said Romney got 893, second place Ron Paul 534. Ron Paul people only voted once. They've been told that. They were only allowed to buy one ticket. There's video, by the way, on the web at PresentPlanet.com, a bunch of YouTube videos of this happening. The officials saying, nope, you're allowed to vote once, Romney, as much as he wants. I mean, just in front of the newspapers they do it now. There's been, I don't know, 30-plus other major straw polls. They haven't had all the states do straw polls yet, but I know it's over 30. And Ron Paul has won the vast majority of those. There's only one or two he's lost. It was also fraud in Ohio. He did come in second place there again to Romney doing the same thing. And that, again, was in the news. But it's just, oh, well, it's fraud. No big deal. This is out of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Ron Paul wins GOP straw poll. Texas Republican Ron Paul easily won. Presidential poll, Republican Party of Virginia conference here yesterday. But there, you were only allowed to buy tickets once. You had to be 18 and have a Virginia driver's license. See, those were the rules in Florida unless you were Mitt Romney. And it says a 5-year-old was allowed to vote repeatedly for Mitt Romney. I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up. It's the same type of corruption and delusional behavior that says there's no Napa Superhighway they're building when TxDOT 10 years ago announced it, 3 years ago announced it. It's been all over the news. We have the official TxDOT maps calling it the Napa Superhighway. They've now changed the name to Trans-Texas Corridor because of protests and demonstrations. But it doesn't matter. The name was this before. See, it's all semantical games they play. It's like David Rockefeller saying on C-SPAN and in his autobiography, I'm not for global government. I'm for global governance. Well, boys and girls, here's the study homework for you this evening. Go to Google or Dogpile or Yahoo, whatever your favorite search engine is, and type in governance and go to the dictionary, online dictionary, or look at governance in your dictionary that you've got on the shelf. Governance means government. There's no difference. Oh, it's no longer called the Napa Superhighway. It's now called the Trans-Texas Corridor. And in Oklahoma, it's called the Oklahoma Trans Corridor, the Trans-Oklahoma Corridor. And in Kansas, it's called the Kansas Trans Corridor. And it's the same thing in Florida. They're building 83 of them. But they play games and change the name on you. And so the Statesman or the Boston Globe or the LA Times, got them all right here today, they can just come out and say that it's no longer that because, oh, well, we did call it the NAU merger. Now we call it Security and Prosperity Partnership merger. But it is a merger, but we changed the name. So what you're talking about a year ago or 2 years ago doesn't exist anymore. We've changed the name. Totally treating you like you're morons. But they play all sorts of tricks like this. It's like they tell you we've only got a 3% unemployment rate, but after you've been off the rolls for 6 months unemployed, they take you completely off and add you as employed. Or they say that 4,000-something troops have died, but if you die being flown out of the country to Rammstein in Germany, it doesn't count, so the real number is almost 20,000. Or they say, well, we have to certify you in-country as brain damage, so there's only 15,000 brain damage, but then once you leave the country, if you're certified brain damage, it's 200,000. I mean, even if you're for the war, I mean, do you like being lied to? All right, I said I'd get into the economy. I know we got loaded phones, and I've also got to get into the NAU and got a bunch of audio clips breaking that down and one from the debate with Ron Paul. But the economy. Listen, I'm no economist. But I have interviewed the former head of the World Bank. I have interviewed the former chief economist of the World Bank. I have interviewed one of the economists from the IMF, International Monetary Fund. I have read the official reports on air of the International Bank of Settlements that really runs the whole show. I have interviewed Joseph Stiglitz. I have talked to the father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, I probably interviewed, let's be conservative, probably 50 of them this year so far in the last 11 months, a couple hundred in the last 12 years. Ron Paul also is an expert in economics and been to some of the best schools on that. But I've interviewed him, I don't know, six times this year so far. Last week interviewed him, as you know. We aired part of it here. But so I know a little bit about this. And let me just tell you this up front. You need to forget everything you know, everything you've ever been told about economics. Now, everything you've been told is accurate. You go, well, what do you mean? Well, let's say you know the inside of your house, and you know where the toilet bowl is, and where the sink is, and where your reading glasses are, and where your stereo and computer and TV are, and where your knickers are. But outside of that house, you've never left that house. You've got, I guess, agoraphobia. Here's the analogy. You've never left. So now you leave your house, there's a whole other world. What you've been told about the economy is accurate in a very limited, small spectrum. And they've got lots of self-help and financial shows. And they all stay within that narrow band, that narrow little bitty spectrum. I have been doing some basic numbers crunching. Some basic numbers crunching, and all off official government numbers. And in the United States, this is public wealth. Most real wealth is secret. Let me just give you a newsflash. Bill Gates is not the richest man in the world. Inside the United States, U.S. citizens have about $4 trillion in wealth. And we're supposedly the richest nation in the world. We've supposedly got about 35% of the world's wealth. $4 trillion. Do you know what Citibank and Bank of America and Chase Manhattan and the rest of them, do you know how much just the main banks, mainline banks, the top banks in the world, do you know roughly, because it can be much larger, but this is what we know about, do you know what their derivatives, leverage, and exposure is? Do you know what they've inflated their loans and so-called profits to? 1,500 plus trillion. Now, I was using numbers from 2 years ago and saying it was 90-something trillion. But see, now, once it starts ballooning, the bubble starts going up and this inflation starts happening, it just starts doubling every few years. 1,500 trillion. Now, the American people have 4 trillion. But just the top banks have 1,500 trillion. And that's only one piece of this. So I'm going to explain fractional reserve banking and then the new system they went on in 1993 when we get back. Just very simply, and you can go verify all this for yourself, explain why they've done this. Okay, you're not getting any of that. You're living in a little speck on a map. a postage stamp on a 100-yard football field. That's your...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Steve Shank for the Fearless Task Force. We can never have our freedom as long as we are in any way dependent on anything or those who would control us. You will either be ready for emergencies, have safe supplies of enough food, become free of debt, or give your life to those who will control those dependencies to own you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, your God and your loved ones, or those who will feed you to own you and send you to prison as collateral for your loans. We're also here to help you fight the battle against crooks and scam artists who want to get rich selling you useless food supplies and criminally dangerous debt plans. Food supplies and the debt-free program can be contacted at 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, or phone 800-409-5633. Just remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you.
We're back live here, my friends. So, I remember about 5 years ago, the Dallas Morning News reporting that the true U.S. debt was $44 trillion, federal debt. But set debt aside and imagine you're the big central bankers. This is the mainline history of central banking. I'm not talking about consumer banking. I'm not talking about institutional banking, though that's part of the larger international banking structure. The central banks, the last 200 years, were able to gain control of Western governments and set the regulatory control of all the other banks beneath them and under them. Okay? And what did the central banks grow out of? In Europe, in England, they'd already learned this in the Middle East. They learned how to, people would put their gold on deposits and an armored fortress they would call a bank. And they would go to the goldsmiths, and they would put their 100 ounces or 20 ounces of gold or silver or whatever it was. And the goldsmiths learned they could loan out script. People would write script or checks on that gold, and then people could go redeem it. You didn't want to walk around on the street with a bunch of gold and get knocked on the head. And the goldsmiths learned that they could loan out, on average was the rule in Europe, about 9 times. Or if they had an ounce of gold, they could loan out 10 ounces of gold. But then the banks in the last 100 years started doing things like creating subsidiary banks and then giving them, say, 10% and then letting those banks loan out and then creating new banks and then loaning out more from them to where you could end up with 1 ounce of gold, as the analogy, being up to 1 billion ounces of gold loaned out. Now imagine the incredible political power this gives the big central banks and the banks they own, the smaller mid-level banks, to be able to buy governments, buy politicians, buy defense contractors, buy infrastructure, buy water, buy roads, buy and fund educational institutions, buy media. But as this balloon expanded, we have gone from 500 and something trillion in derivatives just 6-7 years ago to just 2 years ago, $100+ trillion. $1,000, these numbers are incredible, $1,000 trillion to $1,500 trillion. And then you look at the actual holdings of the average citizens, the average people around the world, it is a tiny percentage of what these banks have even created. You ask, why did they do this? It creates this dangerous bubble. It devalues currencies. They have done this because they couldn't say no. What would the elite do? They set it up to do this. A tsunami of money backed up by military power that people will fight and die. People will kill their brothers and sisters over inheritances. People will rob you for $100. They will rob you for your car. And meanwhile, you've got these big central banks just creating thousands of trillions of dollars out of nothing. I mean, ask your banker. You go to your bank, you want a housing loan. They go, that's fine. You just got to have your loan with us, and you've got to, quote, pay back to us. Well, they even take that debt, and then they call that, say, $500,000 loan on your house or that $50,000 loan on your car, and they then call that capital and call that something in their account, and then they loan out 10 times that. On and on to infinity. It's a hall of mirrors. It never ends. And so now the global elite have thousands and thousands and thousands of trillions. I mean, I was just talking about derivatives, okay? And that's where, folks, when you even try to grasp this, it is so amazing. So we're squabbling and fighting and talking about federal budgets of $1.8 trillion. We're talking about $2.5 trillion Iraq war. Those are all, trillions are already just, remember a few years ago it was billions, now we're talking about trillions. That seems astronomical, but compared to thousands of trillions, it's nothing. And so the global elite, and they write about this, they discuss this, even the Financial Times of London discusses it, says, what do we even have industry for? What do we even have governments for? What do we even have any of this for now? We have created a system, they say, that totally dominates and owns everything. I mean, they could right now, if you'd sell, buy everything up thousands and thousands of times again. But again, it's fiat created out of nothing. First, the central banks got control of the Federal Reserve Act. Before that, the Bank of England, hundreds of years before. They were able to get control of the issuance of currency and credit. And then they just said, well, why don't we just say we have unlimited bank? And it's like the Monopoly game. If you're the bank, you'd always win. Imagine if you played Monopoly by yourself and you were the bank, you could buy every piece on the table. That's what they've done. And so when you hear discussions about taxes and welfare and money, everything we do, everything we own, isn't even a fly on the butt of an elephant to these people. It literally isn't in size. It's like a postage stamp on a football field. And so you have a public that's totally even unaware of this. Imagine these global elites. A handful. It's less than 20 families own these central banks. They own the issuance of currency. They own the issuance of credit. They literally control through national security apparatus all of these secret organizations and black ops and secret national security government. They're engaged in all forms of secret biological warfare against the population. They're openly saying they want to call us. They're openly writing essays, why the future doesn't need us. Again, Bill Joy goes to a big globalist meeting in 2000, owner of Sun Microsystems. He's himself worth, I keep saying $4 billion. I looked it up. He's worth about $8 billionnow. And he goes to it, and he said 200 members of major owners of technology companies were there, and they were all talking about how the elite have said they want to exterminate the majority of the population. I mean, because they don't need us anymore. They don't need us for wealth anymore. They don't. People say, the government wouldn't reduce our numbers. The government wouldn't destroy our economy. The government wouldn't do anything like that because they make too much money off of the tax paying we do and the labor we produce. The elite have stated in official United Nations biological diversity assessments, in official Club of Rome statements, in official Council on Foreign Relations statements. I mean, I've got them all right here. Imagine being informed about this, and I just am begging you to get informed. I'm not that smart. I just know how to read their official statements. Please, we're in a lot of trouble here, folks. They have thousands of times all our wealth combined. They just created it out of nothing. They've gotten us to accept their symbols of wealth, and they're buying everything up right now. But here's the problem. As you have the subprime problem, as this stuff begins to unravel, because they issued debt to everyone, because they get to count that again as new money. They count that loan to you of $500,000 as a new $500,000 in there. And they get to loan that out again at 9 to 10 to 20 times. And in the early 90s, they changed the rules there under international agreements, the Bank of International Settlements. And they came out and said, we're just taking all restrictions off. We're just going to loan to whoever we want, however we want, this fiat system. And it's by design. They're going to buy up all the tiny banks that go bankrupt, all the medium-sized, all the gargantuan banks. They're going to further consolidate. And they've said in the IMF documents, 2002, that when you riot and get angry, when they tell you you're worth nothing and your currency's worth nothing and the dollar's worth nothing, that they'll then call out the military and police on you, themselves bankrupt. You understand they won't carry this out unless they think you'll go along with it, unless they think you'll give in to it. All right, I've talked about this. I'm going to have more guests on and get into it more in the weeks to come. We're going to come back and get into the North American Union and how they're trying to deny its existence and take your calls. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package.
Call 1-800-555-1212.
It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up Plan. When you decide to apply, no medical exam is necessary. Just answer a few questions. Help give your child a head start on the future today.
Call 1-800-462-0425 for your free information kit, the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Call 1-800-462-0425. That's 1-800-462-0425. Call 1-800-462-0425.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
The globalists are going to be able to use this tsunami of endless capital they generate out of nothing to first extend credit globally, which they've done, which they then cut off and restrict as they did in 1929, causing a worldwide depression. We got the IMF World Bank documents when Stiglitz, the chief economist there, quit over it in 2002. He released a secret plan called the Global IMF Riot. That's where they restrict, they get you totally extended on credit, they get the whole world leveraged out, then they have to blow the world economy out to be able to then consolidate everything for pennies on the dollar that's real assets. They create a tsunami pyramid scheme of endless capital, which they issue, which is then backed up by the credit and faith of Western countries, namely the U.S. Then they tell us it's all our fault because, you know, we're a bunch of overspending buffoons, which, by the way, we are on average. But they engineered it, then they come in and consolidate. But they can't do this if you're aware of it. They can't pull this off and pop the bubble. Remember 3 years ago I started saying, hey, we're getting globalist documents, we're getting CFR statements, we're getting Bilderberg documents. They plan to pop the real estate bubble in the U.S. and Europe. Why? Because even though they inflated the currencies and inflated all of these assets, there was a cash sink in the real estate so that it wouldn't cause the economy bubble to burst. So they went in and started bad-mouthing real estate to burst that bubble, clearly overvalued, but it was acting as a cash sink to really protect us. Now they've popped that, the cascade's beginning, and they're going, oh, dear me, my, and they pumped $600-plus billion in the last 3 months into Northern Rock and into Countrywide, into a half dozen other banks around the world, major French banks, German banks, Japanese banks. They're only controlling the slide, as the Financial Times of London stated, and big central banks are behind it to consolidate. That's not me. That's Financial Times of London, one of the few places that actually tells the truth most of the time, but they'll put their spin on it. And they said the elite have overdone it and that this could even destroy them, and it could. This bubble is so big, so dangerous, so huge, that I literally walk around with a pucker factor at about 1,000% most of the time. I mean, we could be in total depression next week, next year. I don't know. Or maybe it'll just be a bad recession. On the good end, it's a bad recession. I'm praying for that. And on the bad end, it's global financial meltdown, financial Armageddon. Now, I know we've got Rick and Casey and Jimmy and many others that are patiently holding. I'm going to get to you, but I want to spend some time on this tonight. I got three clips. Now, we got a key article up on PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com, on the right-hand side, it says News in Focus. And the headline is, Media Hoax Attempts to Hide Advance of North American Union. In this eight-page article, we have links to official government documents. We have links to video from MSNBC to CNN where they're admitting the North American Union. We have all their quotes about how Time Magazine, 10 years ago, they wanted to set up a North American Union. We have the official Bilderberg Group documents, the BBC reported on, about how they set up the European Union by stealth. And then in the SPP-NAU meeting from last September, the Judicial Watch sued to get, they say the same thing. Just as we set up the European Union by stealth, we've got to set up the American Union by stealth and claim it's just more trade deals. I mean, go read them. The first item on the U.S. government, Canadian government, and Mexican government agenda last year, and then again this year in Montebello, Canada, outside Ottawa, the first agenda. And we got this declassified. We got it. They had to release it. Same folks that impeached Bill Clinton were able to get it. And it said we got to keep it secret. It's in my film Endgame. And that's what makes me so mad is I know they're lying. I know they're lying, and I know the public's going to buy into it. Just like FEMA has fake newscasts, the INS has fake newscasts, they have fake questions at the YouTube debate. And I mean, I'm sick of it, folks. But the first clip is from the debate this week where this clearly canned stage question was asked, oh, you believe in these imaginary conspiracy theories, Ron Paul. You're crazy. Let's play that debate clip first. Here's Ron Paul responding to it at the debate earlier this week.
Good evening, candidates. This is Seekster from Arlington, Texas, and this question is for Ron Paul. I've met a lot of your supporters online, but I've noticed that a good number of them seem to buy into this conspiracy theory regarding the Council of Foreign Relations and some plan to make a North American Union by merging the United States with Canada and Mexico. These supporters of yours seem to think that you also believe in this theory. So my question to you is, do you really believe in all this, or are people just putting words in your mouth?
Well, 90 seconds.
Well, it all depends on what you mean by all of this. The CFR exists, the Trilateral Commission exists, and it's a, quote, conspiracy of ideas. This is an ideological battle. Some people believe in globalism. Others of us believe in national sovereignty. And there is a move on toward a North American Union, just like early on there was a move on for a European Union, and it eventually ended up. So we had NAFTA and moving forward a NAFTA highway. These are real things. It's not somebody made these up. It's not a conspiracy. They don't talk about it, and they might not admit about it, but there's been money spent on it. There was legislation passed in the Texas legislature unanimously to put a halt on it. They're planning on millions of acres taken by eminent domain for an international highway from Mexico to Canada, which is going to make the immigration problem that much worse. So it's not so much a secretive conspiracy. It's a contest between ideologies, whether we believe in our institutions here, our national sovereignty, our constitution, or are we going to further move in the direction of international government, more UN. You know, this country goes to war under UN resolutions. I don't like big government in Washington. So I don't like this trend toward international government. We have a WTO that wants to control our drug industry, our nutritional products. So I'm against all that, but it's not so much as a sinister conspiracy. It's just knowledge is out there. If we look for it, you'll realize that our national sovereignty is under threat.
Congressman Paul, thank you.
And then the huge applause went on and on. By the way, he won the debate poll and, of course, won that. And listen, then I pick up the Boston Globe, the L.A. Times. I mean, I've got them all here in front of me. L.A. Times, Paul believes in threat of North American superhighway. It says he's delusional and completely insane and it doesn't exist. Here's another one. New World Order for the Ages, growing paranoia about North American Union might be reflection of nation's deepest fears. Austin American Statesman Today, And I could talk for hours about this, but it says that it is the biggest conspiracy theory now. As fears of the mythical union grow, they appear to be subtly shaping more mainstream debates about immigration and trade. Representative Virgil Good, a congressman, Virginia, introduced a controversial resolution this year to block the creation of the union and the NAFTA superhighway system. What they don't tell you is it was to block a bill they introduced to fund it. They introduced the bill, and the statesman says he's delusional. What, the legislature's delusional? 2 years ago, it was called the NAFTA superhighway. Now they've changed the name to the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor, the Trans-Florida Corridor. They just changed the name 2 years ago. They just changed names on you. It's a highway still from down in, at the Pacific ports of Mexico up to Canada. Call it what you want. It's an international trade corridor taxing us with transponders in our cars. The union may be the quintessential conspiracy theory of our time. It weaves old fears. And it goes on to say we're making it up. Listen, don't believe me. Don't believe the statesman. You go Google SPP documents. Just say SPP documents. Go to Judicial Watch. Go to the Library of Congress. They're all out now. And it says North American Union, integration of our military, our standards, everything. Mexican and Canadian trucks. It's already happening. It's all happening. I've got time to play this next clip. Now, here's Fox on CNN with Larry. Here's Fox, Vicente Fox, on Larry King Live a month ago, admitting that it's, well, listen to it. Here's Fox.
Email from Mrs. Gonzalez in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Mr. Fox, I'd like to know how you feel about the possibility of having a Latin America united with one currency.
Long-term, very long-term, what we proposed together, President Bush and myself, it's ALCA, which is a trade union for all of the Americas. And everything was running fluently until Hugo Chavez came. And he decided to isolate himself. He decided to combat the idea and destroy the idea. And very
important. It's going to be like the euro dollar, you mean?
Well, that would be long, long-term. I think the process is to go first step into a trading agreement, and then further on, a new vision like we're trying to do with NAFTA.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Research your history. We've got links to the PrisonPlanet.com article I was just quoting from, media hoax, attempts to hide, advance of North American Union. Link through to all these mainstream articles in Europe where they said the EU didn't exist. And now they're trying to get England to join the last 7 years, and they keep bringing in referendums under different names and saying, oh, the treaty doesn't say we're signing over our currency and our country, and then it always does. Now the Brits are mad. These are liars. They use the same game plan, the same people own these central banks that want to set up their new governmental systems that we're not involved in. World Trade Organization, set up in 1995, has more authority over our trade, over how we run our own nation, than Congress does. World Trade Organization, they said, didn't exist when they were setting it up. They treat you like idiots. Now, here's Vicente Fox again, and I've got Bush Sr. saying it, I got Clinton saying it, I got the Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, saying it. We've got all these here. We can't play them all. There's hundreds of them. And they've all written books, and they all state they're doing it, but they know most of you don't read books. Here he is on Comedy Central admitting he wants to set up this Amero, admitting they want this union. Here it is. Vicente Fox.
With the European Union, where they, joining the union and having access to those huge cohesive funds, they were able to overcome poverty, and today Spain or Ireland or Greece or Portugal are very successful nations. What you need is a little bit of solidarity, a little bit of human attitude, of they're working together as a team.
Would you like to see a North American? So what's your team? You go with
long,
Mexico,
long term, yes,
U.S.
partners,
Canada. You want Canada
yes,
in there?
Canada.
Why does the South America do that? Why does the South America have some sort of South American union like the EU to
There's
consolidate their power?
Different blocks. There's one in Central America.
They're already there. So
there joined together. There's one on the south in Mercosur.
Are you not a fan of like Evo Morales and Hugo Chavez and those guys? We had Evo on the show. Oh, they give you a headache. He seemed very nice. He just talked a little bit about redistributing.
No, terrible.
Terrible.
Populism, demagoguery.
Even Morales. I know Chavez. Morales.
All right.
Yeah.
The point is, there he's going, we need a European Union in America. We need to do it. Yes, that's what we want. It's in all the documents. We have the minutes of the last three meetings. And they say we've got to keep it secret. I've read them repeatedly, the actual minutes here on air. And the Statesman comes out. I remember the Chronicle here locally for local listeners. For people around the country, that's the Austin Chronicle here in Austin, local paper. And it said, it's a conspiracy theory. Centra taking over the roads is not Spanish. I mean, of course it's Spanish. I can't handle it anymore. The level of lying is off the charts! Or maybe they just didn't know. Maybe they're ignorant. Now, there's a lot of that where the big national media lies, and I guess maybe the Chronicle believed it. I don't know. But I cannot believe the Statesman. I mean, it's just it says we're delusional and none of it exists. It drives me crazy. Look, I'm telling you, go to PrisonPlanet.com, news and focus section, media hoax attempts to hide advance of North American Union, and it's all links to them saying it. It's all links to the documents. It's all links to them saying they're doing it. And then the public doesn't know. I just can't handle it. They were calling it the NAFTA Superhighway until 2 years ago, and everybody got mad, and Perry calls it the Trans-Texas Corridor. But he says it's international, hooked up with Mexico. They're going to tax us to build roads in Mexico. Virgil Good passes a law against it in Congress, and the Statesman says he's delusional, passing imaginary laws. You think Congress is passing imaginary laws, Statesman? They're crazy, too. Lou Dobbs is crazy. Pat Buchanan's crazy. Ron Paul's crazy. I'm crazy. The Texas legislature, the Florida legislature, passing laws against this, it's imaginary. No, you're going to lose this battle because we've got the info and the public's finally starting to look into this. And it's not the old days where you could just tell where controlled media could tell people whatever they wanted and the people would believe it. That day's over. Congress has an 11% approval rating. The people are aware of your propaganda now. And they're finding out the truth. Unbelievable. Literally, folks, I mean, I must have seen 100 the last 2-3 weeks articles. The last couple days, just Statesman, LA Times, you name it, saying it doesn't exist and we're all insane. And, of course, they never give any facts in these articles. They just say we're delusional nuts. These global banks want to get rid of our sovereignty because of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. When they set up a new system, they get to set it up according to their goals. All right, let's take some calls as promised. Who's been holding the longest? Jimmy in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, Alex. How's it going?
Hey, good, sir.
I was going to talk about something that one of your listeners said, but this is right up my alley because that's what I do for the lady that I work for. I do the North American Union thing. This is working. It's unbelievable. We've sent copies of the books, of Jerome Corsi's book, out to all of the county commissioners.
Lake Wright USA, available at Infowars.com.
Yes, absolely. And we sent these copies out of someone to...
Yeah, as folks don't know, they get the National Association of Counties, Governors, Cities, City Managers. They're getting going to these international meetings and being literally paid to come back in the cities to sign on. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Good job. Fight them local.
She's injecting that into the debates that she's involved in. They can't hide it anymore. It's unbelievable. And then when the other side tries to shoot it down, the people in the crowd are asking.
I will remind the listeners, 3 months ago, they said, you can't see the Senate bill. It's secret for the first time in U.S. history. But yeah, Don't worry, it's not amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked it, and it was total amnesty.
And we defeated it. The grassroots can do. People are waking up.
But the enemy tells you there's not a war.
Well, that's because they're losing.
There's a war on, folks.
They're moving into guerrilla tactics. And the guerrillas are cowards. They're going to lose.
Absolutely. I hear you and I appreciate your call, sir. Send me info on what you're doing in your county. I forgot this. Monday morning, I'm sitting there working on taxes at like 9 a.m. in the morning drinking coffee at the home office where I drove over to the radio studio. My wife walks over and goes, we got a Texas Workforce Commission. We got like 8 employees here in Austin. We got a Texas Workforce Commission. And by the way, this is in the article. You can go to the article Paul wrote and read about it. We have a copy of it, the letter we got. And of course, he reported on this a year ago. Every business owner, KLBJ where I'm sitting got one. Emma's got one. Anybody who's got more than a couple employees and pays unemployment and, you know, was in the system, then it said, we need you to sign up for the North American Union ID number. But I mean, by the way, I was researching on the computer at the time, the NAU, with the Boston Globe denying it Monday morning, to get a few documents I'd already had before to, you know, go cover it in a few hours on radio. And as I'm researching the NAU, my wife walks over and goes, hey, hon, read this and see if I'm supposed to answer this questionnaire to the Texas Workforce Commission, because she does our bookkeeping part of it. And I turn it over to read the fine print that says, you're required to answer this for the North American Union database. We're no longer on the United States Department of Labor Statistics. We're now under this new body. Now, we already knew that from the SPP documents. I'm physically receiving it. Physically at my house. For my employees that work in Austin, Texas. Oh, my gosh. I can't handle it anymore. Let's talk to Casey in Oklahoma. I got to move really fast now. Casey, you're on the air, and then I want to go to Salado, Rick and Salado. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. This is Casey. I'm just wanted to ask you. I'm a federal employee, and I just got an email on Friday talking about how we can't make political contributions and all this kind of stuff. And then I was doing some research and read up on the Hatch Act, and the Hatch Act says you can.
Oh, no, it's all lies. Government's all lies now, sir, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just couldn't believe it, but I just wanted to pass that out and let all the other people out there, you know, that you can contribute. And
well, there's all sorts of political. Look, they know that federal workers are going to go Democrat or Libertarian or Ron Paul, and I did see a report where they're telling you you're not allowed to give, when it's a total lie.
Yep, I know. Well, anyways, God bless you, Alex, and I just appreciate it. I wanted to pass that along.
So. Hey, do me a favor. Send me that letter you got. Send it to Trey at InfoWars.com. Trey with an E, because I already am aware of that. I saw a news article, but it's good to have the actual government letter.
Okay, I'll do that.
Again, telling citizens they can't be politically active because they work for the government. One last call here. Rick in Salado, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to encourage you a little bit. A friend of mine that I jam with, we played the guitar for years. He's known I've listened to you, and he always said that, he's a radical, Rick. You shouldn't mess around with that. Here, out of the blue, he gave me multiple copies of Endgame, and I have, and he says I can get as many as I want, and that just blew me away.
Good job. Good job. See, we're waking people up.
Thank you again, Alex.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. Imagine how many listeners there are who own businesses, 5 employees, 10 employees, maybe 20, 30. They're listening today, and they read the Boston Globe, the LA Times, the Austin American Statesman, Dallas Morning News, everybody else saying there's no NAU, and they're going to get letters saying, you've got to sign up no longer with the Department of Labor, but you've got to sign up with the North American Union. That's going to wake everybody up. God bless you. See you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Be sure and tell all your friends about the show, whether you're listening in San Diego, Montana, or Austin, Texas. God bless you all.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, there is.